born lame. He's got to ask this fellow this question. Give him a temple, or make us God might make us all be gentle. The Lord is there. And in verse 6, the Lord asked this fellow this question. He said, wilt thou be made whole? Let's pray. Father, help us now this morning. Give us liberty. God would help us this day. One word, come up out of it, be a blessing to you. I certainly hope so. Be made whole. I want to talk to you this morning about that passage, about holistic healing under the word whole. Total. Containing the total amount or number of the entire thing as the whole earth. That means nothing's left out. If a thing is whole, it's all there. It's all there. Then it said, complete, entire. What I want to do this morning, if you give me just a few minutes of your time, I want to tell you a story using one word. I'll take one word and develop a theme from the Bible that tells a complete story, and see if it's appropriate for you. Maybe you pick something up out of it. Be a blessing to you. I certainly hope so. Now, in John chapter 5 and verse 6, the Lord asked a question. He said, wilt thou be made whole? I want to talk to you this morning about that one word, whole. W-L. A while back, about, but it kind of poked. I'm not a pope, and so I want to talk to you about that for a few minutes. Now, I got thinking about it, so I got out my Noah Webster 1828 semi-inspired dictionary of the American language. Total, containing the total amount or number of the entire thing as the whole earth. That means nothing's left out. If a thing is whole, it's all there. It's all there. Then it said, complete, entire, not defective. I like that part. Unimpaired. I like that part. Unbroken, uninjured. So if a thing is whole, it's not busted. Amen. I said, whoa, goody, goody, goody. When I got saved, I got made whole. And if at any point the story doesn't apply to you, you 6. Whole. And Lord Jesus Christ comes to him and he said, wilt thou be made whole? He asked him a simple little question. He said, do you want to be complete? Do you want to be well? Do you want to be free of your injury? Do you want to be whole? That's a great question. I thought about that question. And you're going to see as we go through here, I have these 7 words on whole, and I thought about each one of them. That's the whole point of the message. Here's 2 points about that question. You're not complete. You're broken. You're shattered. I thought, my goodness gracious, everybody I know would have to say yay and amen to that. Amen. I mean, you say, well, we're all sinners. We're all broken. Yeah, I know it. But you ever notice that, boy, sometimes our brokenness shows up in different ways, in different people. But it only goes to show that the truth is axiomatic, that everybody is broken. Now, we're not all, we don't show it in the same way. But it's undeniable that we are broken race, that we are broken people. Here's one fella, and he's a sinner. He's going to die and go to hell. And his brokenness His lack of wholeness, his injury shows up. He's a drunkard. They say, well, you know, it's a disease. No, it's a habit. The underlying problem is a disease called sin. And it's terminal, and it's going to kill you. But this man's brokenness, this man's disease shows up in that he's got elbow-itis. It's like that. He can't keep that shot glass out of his face. He can't keep that Bud Light on the table. He's got to keep stuffing something in his face. He's a drunk. They say, well, he's an alcoholic. No, he's a drunk. When I was a boy, they didn't even call him drunks. They call them sots. Ain't that the nastiest sounding thing? But we used to have a sot live right down the street from us. He's just an old drunk. He's just sorry, no account, had no. He was a broken, ruined, wretched mess. In my lifetime, I've run into all kind of broken people, people who are not whole. Talked to a lady up in Virginia Beach one time. She was a harlot. That's being nice, isn't it? She was trying to go to work for the mafia down there in Virginia Beach as a prostitute. But they was going to make her sleep with black men, and she couldn't do that. So that's the only reason she didn't become a pro. She was selective. She had a broken life. Broken life. She had her reasons for it, but the honest truth is, her life was ruined. She was in shambles. She was a psychological wreck. She was mentally unbalanced. How did it show up that she wasn't whole? It showed up that she was broken in a broken life. She was immoral. She was just wicked. She sold her body and just because so she could get drugs and alcohol. And if you look at your life, if you look at the life of everybody around you, you don't know anybody that's not broken. They sticking a needle in their arm or between their toes, or they're snorting it up their nose, you know. I don't know how many plastic noses Waylon Jennings and them boys have got. You know, they wore out the plastic surgeons. See, what's their problem? They're not whole. They're all broken. See, and so that brokenness shows up in everybody, in immorality or a thievery, or I mean, you're a crook or you're a liar. If you're honest with yourself, you know you're broken. You're not all you should be. You are not complete. You are not entire. There's something defective. There's something diseased about you. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No. Not one. And so when the Lord said, wilt thou be made whole? He is declaring emphatically to this man that he's broken. That he needs something. Now, he said, wilt thou be made whole? He declares that we're not whole. Then he seeks to know, in that verse, when he asked the question, wilt thou be made whole? The Lord is inquiring as to our desire for wholeness. Now, there's some folks that don't want to be whole. You say, well, who in the world could be diseased and broken and dying and not wanting help? Oh, I know a lot of drunks are just happy as a bug in the rug right this minute. Now, they may want to be delivered down the road someplace, but I know a lot of sinners that are enjoying the pleasures of sin for a season. But, buddy, sooner or later, when they've lost their family, when they've lost their job, when they've lost their health, when they've lost their reputation, when they can't get a job or when they can't hold a job, when nobody will feed them anymore and when nobody will put up with them anymore, maybe they'll come to their senses and they'll say, I'm broken, I'm busted, I'm impaired, I'm injured, and I need to be made whole. I need to get an overhaul. I need to get fixed up. Then the question will make sense to you. And Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, you're broken. What do you want to do about it? And what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is find sinners that want to do something about it. They're tired of the wicked, wretched life. They're tired of waking up with nothing to eat, nobody to love them, no place to go, no husband, no wife, no home, no car, no money, no nothing. Their wife is ruined and wasted. They're desolate and broken. Oh, if we could get some folks in that position that would lift up their voice, and when the Lord said, wilt thou be made whole? They say, oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, make me whole. That's the desire of my heart, to be made complete. I'm broken and busted, but you can fix me. What's your desire? You had enough of it? Lived in sin long enough? Had enough shame? Had enough degradation? Been humiliated? Done without? Hurt enough people? Suffered enough yourself? The Lord looks at you today and said, wilt thou be made whole? What's going to be your answer? He wants to know. Number two. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 9, the Bible said, by what means was he made whole? Now, over there in the book of Acts, this fellow got healed. And folks come along, they want to know, how'd it happen? How'd it happen? Well, I know him. He's born blind, or he's born lame, or, you know, I know him. I know he had a problem. He wasn't whole. He wasn't complete. He had defects. And I see him now, and there he is. He can jump the fence, son. He can run the mile. He don't need a bottle to keep him going anymore. He don't need them drugs to keep him going anymore. Say, what happened to him? Well, he got made whole. And the first thing people want to know is, well, how'd that happen? How'd that happen? I mean, if you was born that way, and you've always been that way, how in the world did you get out of that? How'd you get it fixed? Amen. Boy, that's my whole point of the message today. I want to tell you how he got made whole. I want somebody to say, how'd it happen? How could I get made whole? How can I get what he got? I won't point you to Jesus, buddy, because that's where he got made whole. Salvation is in a person. Healing is in a person. It's not in this building. It's not in this church. It's not even in this assembly. It's not in our denomination. It's in a person. And that person is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our job to lift him up. It's our job to point folks to him. How'd it happen? By what means? Was it by keeping the sacraments? Did he get baptized? Listen, son, you can get baptized in South Siwashi Creek. Do you know every minister by his first name die and go straight to hell? You understand that? Not by works of righteousness we've done, but by mercy hath he saved us. Here's one that was broken. His old girl wasn't nothing but an old whore. Just trash. Been used and discarded and used and discarded and just dirty and defiled. And boy, she comes and you see her. And she's not like you used to be. She's got a light in her eye. And she's got life inside of her. Got a smile on her face. And the guilt and the shame have been washed away. What happened to her? She got made whole, boy. I'm telling you, she got made whole. God Almighty came down and did a supernatural thing in her heart. No drunk, an old blasphemer. I don't care what you were. I don't care what you were. You say, what happened to him? I knew Lewis Steele before he got saved. What happened to him? I know Bob Hensley before he got saved. What happened to him? I'll tell you what happened. He found Jesus Christ and he got saved by God's amazing grace. That's what happened. Got made whole, buddy. Got made whole. Number three, Bible said in Luke chapter 8 and verse 50, believe only and thou shalt be made whole. Okay? Secret's out of the bag. How do you get made whole? Man, you join the church and you work your butt off. Join the church and get down there and sweep the floors and vacuum the carpet and clean the toilets and put your money in and you get made. No, that ain't it. Amen. You want to get made whole? I'll tell you how to get made whole. Do good work. Get out here and give your money away and help the poor and the blind and the halt and the lame. I mean, no, that won't do it. Let me tell you how to get made whole. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Buddy, salvation is of the Lord. Jonah knew that. I'm telling you right now, salvation, being made whole is of the Lord. God, man got nothing to do with it. The secret's revealed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. So what does that do? Well, that verse does a couple of things. That verse eliminates works. That takes it out of your ballpark, takes it out of your hand. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but by His mercy hath He saved us. I got made whole through Him. I got made whole because of His mercy. I got made whole because of His righteousness. I got made whole because of His grace. I got made whole because of Him. It's all about Him. Number four, Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. The Bible said, "If but I touch His garment, I shall be made whole." Paul said, "If I could just touch Him." A little lady had a plague all these years. She said, "If I could just touch Him, I'd be made whole." Now, I learned two things about that verse. This lady had a desire for wholeness. She'd been anemic with a loss of blood. 12 long years. And she'd done everything and tried many physicians, but had none the better, but rather grew worse. As time went by, it just got worse and worse. You say, "That's not good English." No, but you know what I'm saying, don't you? It got more badder and more badder. You got that? It was more worse and more worse. And that's the way sin is. Little old young'uns are so dumb. They think they can play with fire and not get burned. They think they can stop any time they want to. Honey, it don't work like that. I'm telling you, when sin gets its coil wrapped around your arm, it's got a hold of you, and you ain't going to get loose. If somebody else don't set you free, you will die in your sin because it's got you bound and you're chained, and it'll take you to the lowest hell. Oh, I can smoke a little dope and it'll be all right. No, it won't. I can drink a little wine, it'll be all right. No, it won't. I can be immoral a little bit, it'll be all right. No, it won't. You develop a habit. You develop a style. You create a weakness. Every time you do it, it gets easier and easier. Till it gets where it's easier to do it than it is not to do it. It's easier to give in than to stand up. It ain't never all right. Preachers that make light of it. Mamas and daddies that aren't scared to death of it. Preachers and mamas and daddies that don't teach children to flee from sin are out of their mind. You're wicked. You're complicit. I don't have the words for you. If I could touch His garment. See, this lady had a desire for wholeness. See, it's one thing to hear the story. It's another thing for it to take root. Man, I don't know how many gospel tracts we give out. How many people we witnessed to over the years. Some people heard it and just blew it off. Laughed at it. Wouldn't receive it. But every now and then, you come across one that says, "Oh, I like the sound of that. I'm not so sure about it. I don't understand it. But on the face of it, sure does sound good, don't it? I wish it was true. Boy, if I knew for sure it was true, I'd give it a shot." That's the kind of Lord looking for. Because you get to thinking that way, and somehow or another the Holy Ghost gets down in your heart, and He makes it real. I don't know how that works. It's supernatural. It's beyond the power of the preacher. It's beyond the power of the preacher. I'm here to tell you that it takes the power of the Holy Ghost of Almighty God to reach down and make it real inside your head so that you know as sure as you live and breathe that you are reading the truth. And the minute you know it's the truth, that heart leaps for joy. It said, "I want it. I want it. I want it." Boy, when old Bill Pace witnessed to me, I was sitting there shaking and trembling and tears running down my face. I was scared to death to be a Christian. I was scared to death not to be a Christian. I was just scared to death. And the Holy Ghost nudged me. I said, "I want it. I want it. Sounds good to me. I want it. I need it. I'm tired of being big and bad and tough, and putting on airs and laying in my bed at night fearful and wondering and contemplating and having fear and dread in my heart. I'm sick of that. Give it to me. I want it." She said, if I could just touch him, if I could just touch him. Well, that's what we need, some folks that just want to touch him. God, the Holy Ghost, has made it real to us. There's the desire for wholeness, and then there's the contemplation of faith. See, when you hear that story, and God, the Holy Ghost, makes it real to you, then you begin to contemplate, how can I get it? Well, it sounds good, and I want it. And if I knew how to get it, I'd have it. Amen. If I could just figure out some way to make it mine, I'd have it. I'd crawl across hot burning deserts. I'd call up St. Peter's Basilica. I'd crawl up them steps on broken glass. If I could just get it, if I could get that peace in my heart, if I could get that joy, if I could get that life back, if I could put that sparkle back in my eye, if I could put that joy back in my soul, if I could have hope for tomorrow, I'd do anything. Faith begins to contemplate laying hold on the prize. Luke chapter 17, verse 9, the Bible said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith. See, I think that old girl thought about that thing, and she said, all I got to do is get there. I ain't got to go down to the synagogue and offer no turtle doves. I ain't got to get on my knees, crawl across hot burning deserts. She said, if I understand this thing right, wholeness comes from getting to Him. She wanted it, and she thought about it, and that put action in her feet. And she got down to where Jesus was. And no matter what anybody else was doing, there was a big old crowd there and they wasn't paying much attention. People bumping into him and nothing happening. But boy, that little woman with that little bit of faith reached out and touched, and Jesus turned about and said, who touched me? For virtue has gone forth. Oh, ho, ho, the magic touch, the secret touch. Say, what kind of touch? She believed what she was told. She had faith that if she got to Jesus, she would be made whole. And she came and she found him. How do you know when faith is real? Will it bring you to church? Will it put you on your knees? Will it make you repent of your sin? Then you got saving faith, brother. Amen. Well, I just don't know if I believe what I believe when I believe what I believe. How do I know I believe the right thing? Did it make you do the right thing? The Bible said, all that come unto thee, I'll no wise cast out. Did it bring you to Jesus? Did you receive it by faith? You got the good, son. I mean, you taken care of. That's all. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Wasn't there works? Wasn't there church membership? Wasn't there great body? Wasn't nothing of this world. She heard, she believed, she received. That's how it's done. You see, God fixed it up so it's so simple. Amen. Simple-minded like me can get it. Little youngins can get it. Dead, doddering, cynical, sarcastic old people can get it. God got it fixed up for whosoever will can get it. All you got to do is want it. Just answer that first question. Wilt thou be made whole? Say yes. And God will show you the rest of the program. He'll reveal the secret that it's by grace through faith, with not of works, lest any man should boast. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Mark chapter 6. And we find out the text, ain't we? The reason we're there is because I didn't have any room in John. And I had to put this outline in Mark. Mark chapter 5, verse 6. The Bible said, as many as touched him were made whole. Boy, I thought about that thing. I about had a conniption fit. As many has touched him were made whole. You say, why is that so exciting? Well, because pay grace touched him before I did. And if it was only sufficient for one, I was out of luck. Amen. Bill would have got his, I'd have been out. I'd have to die and go to hell. But it's whosoever will. It's all that touch him shall be made whole. So Bill touched him. My wife touched him before I did.
Amen.
But there was still plenty left. It said, and all that touched him. Everybody that touched him. Everybody. So what does that mean? That means you can take an old dope head, beer drinking, dirty mouth, rotten old reprobate like Louis Steele.
Amen.
Ain't worth the shot and powder to take to blow him to hell and back. And he can believe on Jesus and reach out and touch him and be made whole. He ain't broken no more. Amen. Amen. You can take a fine lady like Miss Golden back here. And I'm making a lot of assumptions here, and they may be baseless. That was good. She's always acting like such a lady. She's so prim and so proper and dresses so modest and just, I mean, she just epitomizes a sweet little Christian lady. Amen? You know what she needed? She was broken. She wasn't whole. She was diseased. I guarantee you, if you looked around, you'd find out she was broken like the rest of us. And one day she said, "It's me, Lord. It's me, Lord," standing in the need of prayer. And she fell down and received Jesus Christ. She reached out and touched him, made whole. You take some old reprobate like Henry Rose. Good night, man. I know something about Henry Rose. Anybody desires to die and go to hell, he does. Yeah, that's it, right? See? Life was ruined and wrecked and wasted and going in all the wrong directions and doing all the wrong things without hope. And the Lord said one day, "Henry, wilt thou be made whole?" And Henry said, "I think I will." And God said, "All right. Just receive Jesus Christ by faith." And Henry said, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And God, he got made whole. The brokenness was gone. The injury was gone. The defilement was gone. So what happened? God Almighty reached down and supernaturally touched an old sinner and saved him by amazing grace. That's what happened. Let me close with this. Gosh, I'm going to be through on time. John chapter 5 and verse 15. The Bible said, and he told them that it was Jesus that made him whole. They come and said, "Who did this to you?" And the fella confessed and denied not, "Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus." There's just something about that name. Amen. Glory be to God. He's the Savior of the world. He's the one that can take the broken thing and make it whole and mend it. And when you look at it, there's no crack and there is no scar. You say, "Well, I look at oh so-and-so and they still look pretty rough to me and they look pretty better." Yeah, but God ain't looking on what you're looking at. You're looking at the suitcase. He's looking at the cargo. He looks at me. He don't see an old dirty mouth, atheistic, hell-raising reprobate that I was. He looks down and sees me washed in the blood of the Lamb, in the image of His beloved Son, whiter than snow, perfect and pure, whole and wanting and lacking nothing. That's how He sees you if you're saved by God's grace. Now in verse 15, said He told him that it was Jesus that made him whole. Now I got 8 points on that. I'll just summarize them as quick as I can. That verse implies that this man was broken. Else he wouldn't have needed. They that are whole need not a physician. That verse said, he told him it was Jesus that made him whole. Implies he was broken. We need to know that we're broken. Not only that, that verse tells you he's been made whole. He was broken, but he's not anymore. Now, you can grow up under your salvation if you want to. You can work it out any way you want to. And maybe you think you can't know you're saved and get home to glory. This old boy knew he was healed right here, right now. Amen. And I'm going to claim that promise. I'm going to lay it hold on that one right now. I ain't waiting until I get home to glory. I'm telling you, brother, I'm whole now. Amen. So why? Because the Bible said so. And then he admits freely and unashamedly. They said, who did that to you? He said, Jesus. Preacher Hensley, who turned you around? Who made you a new creature in Christ Jesus, created unto good works? Jesus. Who turned you from a dirty talking old reprobate to a sweet talking preacher? Jesus. I thought for a minute y'all weren't going to get that. Whatever I am, if there's anything good about it, if there's anything lovely about it, if there's been any kind of improvement, it's Jesus. You say, well, I know a lot of bad stuff about you and there's a lot of ugly. Yeah, that's Adam hanging around. But we're working on him. We're trying to get rid of that devil. Amen. If there's anything good, though, listen, I'll tell you right now, it was Jesus. Wasn't me. It was Jesus. Now, wasn't church, wasn't good works, not anything of this world. It was Jesus. Now, notice what this fellow did when he got made whole and he got asked about it. I say, Louie, I ain't seen you down at beer joints lately. It's because I got saved. Jesus saved my soul. Amen. Tommy, I ain't seen you out there doing all that meanness you used to do. That's because Jesus saved my soul. I'm a different Tommy now. Amen. I ain't seen you old, down at the bar and some old skanky woman ain't there no more. And they go by the seer and say, hey, man, we ain't seen you down Possum Holler in a while. Say, well, how come? Because Jesus saved me. Boy, let's be careful when folks ask us why we're not like we used to be, to tell them the truth. Amen. Well, you know, I got in church a few months ago. I wouldn't give you a nickel for somebody who got in church. I know a bunch of reprobates that go to church. Amen. You can be wicked as hell and go to church. Amen. Amen? I didn't get in church. I got in Christ. He put me in church. Amen. Amen. But if the thing changed me, wasn't going to be a Baptist. You say, well, are you a Baptist? I'm a Baptist. But I'd be a something other else if I found something better than a Baptist. I'm looking too, buddy. Baptists, you're not there. There ain't too much to be proud of anymore. If I find something better than a Baptist, I change. So, oh, he used to be a Baptist, and now he's a so-and-so. Well, when you hear him say that about me, I found something closer to the Bible than the Baptist. Amen. I got no loyalty to the Baptist. I got loyalty to the Bible, and I got loyalty to the blood. I got loyalty to the Son. Amen. That's the only loyalty I got. Fella testified. And buddy, if everybody got washed in the blood of the Lamb, everybody that had been made whole would stand up and boldly declare, it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. I'm whole. I'm healed. I'm without injury. I'm without disease. I'm a new creature. I'm a brand new man. And it's all because of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who died on Calvary's cross and was buried and rose again the third day for my justification. Saved by grace through faith in Jesus. See, what's your condition today, preacher? I'm whole. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was broke, but now I'm whole. I was incomplete. I didn't have God. I'm complete today. I got God. See, where does he live? He lives within my heart. I got him right here. People say, well, I never seen him. I never heard him. I never felt him. Well, put your head right in here. Shake hands and say, howdy. You ain't going to convince me he ain't real. Why? Because he's right here. And he walks with me and he talks with me along life's way. You've been made whole this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's tell the world. Maybe you're here this morning and you've never been made whole. But you sure figured out you're broken. Maybe you ought to come today and give Jesus Christ your heart and your life. Receive Him by faith. The Bible said, to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. We were broken. We were worthless vessels, been made whole by the potter. Are you whole this morning? Or are you still broken? Jordan, won't you come play this morning? She's going to play "Just As I Am," without one plea. "But that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come." So what are you coming for? I want to be made whole. I want to be made whole. I'm tired of being broken. I'm tired of being controlled by sin. I'm tired of being controlled by the flesh. I'm tired of no peace. I'm tired of no joy. I'm tired of no purpose. I want that joy. I want that wholeness. I want to do whatever it takes. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, all that it takes is come to where Jesus is. Touch Him. Receive Him by faith. Become a child of the King. I'll be made whole. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. Won't you come this morning? If you're here this morning and you're not whole, maybe you're here this morning, you've been saved by God's grace. Nobody would ever know that by the testimony you present, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you dress, the things you listen to. Nobody in 100 years, if they didn't see you down at the church house, nobody would ever figure out you was a Christian. You've got no testimony. Won't you come get that fixed this morning? God still loves you. He'll put out that big old hand and wrap it around your shoulder, pull you up real close, and say, "Son, I'm glad you're back home. I'm glad you came." Father, we thank You now for Your goodness and Your mercy. Lord, thank You with all of our heart. I want to do whatever it takes. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, all that it takes is come to where Jesus is. Touch Him. Receive Him by faith. Become a child of the King. I'll be made whole. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. Won't you come this morning? If you're here this morning and you're not whole, you've been saved by God's grace. Nobody would ever know that by the testimony you present, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you dress, the things you listen to. Nobody in 100 years, if they didn't see you down at the church house, nobody would ever figure out you was a Christian. You've got no testimony. Won't you come get that fixed this morning? God still loves you. He'll put out that big old hand and wrap it around your shoulder, pull you up real close, and say, "Son, I'm glad you're back home.